If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it, except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah, they repented. And there is something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord. Every year, October 15th holds a special place in my heart because it is the feast of St. Teresa of Avila, or St. Teresa of Jesus. She lived in the 16th century Spain and desired deeply to reform the Carmelite order, which had grown very lax in their observance of prayer and lukewarm in its love for Jesus. In her book, The Way of Perfection, she criticized her contemporary Carmelite customs, saying, "Be determined, sisters, that you came to die for Christ, not to live comfortably for Christ." The reason October 15th holds a dear and deep place in my heart personally is because I spent 3 months living with the Carmelite friars. That is what the Carmelite men are called, friars, discerning a religious call. Obviously, I did not stay because here I am as a parish priest. But that desire that drove my discernment was to try to do more spiritual good for the church. As a Carmelite, more than as a diocesan priest. Consider this comparison. An electrician helps one family when they have an electrical short circuit in their home. That's a good thing. But someone who works at the hydroelectric plant at the dam at the river provides electricity not only to one house, but to hundreds of thousands of homes. And that does a lot more good. The electrician is like the diocesan priest, helping individuals and families. But the hydroelectric plant worker is like the Carmelite monk or nun who helps the whole world. The electricity is God's grace. Who do you think does more good for the church and for the world? St. Teresa of Avila, in my mind, stands as a symbol of doing greater good for others because she came to die for Christ, not to live comfortably for Christ. In the gospel, Jesus invites the Jews to seek that which is greater. And he gives two memorable examples, namely Jonah and the Queen of the South. In the time of Jonah, you will remember, the Ninevites converted from their sinful ways because of Jonah's preaching. But Jesus' preaching is far greater than that of Jonah. And our Lord's personal example of spending 3 days in the tomb, the belly of the earth, will be more compelling than Jonah's 3 days in the belly of the whale. The Queen of the South sought the wisdom of Solomon. But Jesus' wisdom is far greater because he is the Word of God, the wisdom of God made flesh. Solomon was the voice, whereas Jesus is the Word, wisdom itself, and therefore infinitely greater than the voice, which merely serves as the vehicle for the Word. In other words, Jesus begs the people, don't you desire greater good? To do more good? To make a bigger difference? To help others more? Or like the army slogan says, to be all that you can be? In a word, do you desire greater happiness? You will find that greater desire satisfied only in Christ. But there is a catch. Like Saint Teresa cautioned, be determined that you came to die for Christ, not to live comfortably for Christ. My friends, we cannot all be Carmelites as we seek greater happiness and holiness in life. But we can still learn from and live according to three seminal virtues that Saint Teresa highly urges for her sisters. She writes, the first of these is love for one another. The second is detachment from all created things. And the third is true humility, which even though I speak of it last, she said, is the main practice and embraces all the others. As a diocesan priest, I can practice greater love of neighbor, starting with being nicer to Father Stephen, even though that won't be easy. I can practice detachment from created things, like not looking at my phone as much. I can practice humility, like not hoping for more likes on my homilies on Facebook. Be humble. But notice the desire for greater happiness, greater holiness that drives these decisions. They are all an answer to Jesus' invitation to seek Him who always stands greater than Jonah and Solomon. Saint Teresa of Avila helps us channel our desire for the greater good through love of neighbor, detachment, and humility. And find that good in God alone. In 1079, Saint Anselm, in his Prosologion, came up with a philosophical conception of God, saying, God is that than which nothing greater can be conceived. In other words, our desire to do more good, to be more fulfilled, to find more happiness, ultimately ends in God. God is always greater. Whether you want to be an electrician or a hydroelectric plant worker. Praised be Jesus Christ.